We say hi to Dale Wishewan, who joins us, CEO of Booster Juice, but minority owner of the Vegas Golden Knights. Wishewan. Dale, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm outstanding, you guys. How about you?
We're doing very well in Vancouver. The sun is shining. Life is good. Explain to me how hectic, I'm sure hectic as far as Booster Juice is concerned, but how much fun has it been this year for you to be a minority owner of the Vegas Golden Knights?
You know, guys, fun is the best word of describing it. It has been taking my interest in hockey to a whole different stratosphere. As always a fan back in the 80s when Edmonton had their great teams. But this has been just, you know, a movie book type of script. Winning 51 games in the inaugural season has been just amazing.
Dale, you were a baseball player growing up, I read. Now, if I were to ask you, 34 years ago, May 19th, Dave Lumley scores an empty net goal and the Oilers win the first Stanley Cup, how clear is that memory? Where were you on that night? Because we're kind of the same vintage. And if you're anywhere from Edmonton or near there, you remember it well. Do you?
Well, not quite as well as you.
That's the wrong answer, Dale. Were you not a big fan?
Oh, no, I was a huge fan. You know, I can name off every single guy who were part of all five cup-winning teams. So, no, I was a huge fan.
How do you get involved with the Vegas Golden Knights, and when do you look at sports as to something you might be interested in investing in?
Yeah, you know, a friend from Scottsdale, Arizona, brought the opportunity forward. He's real good friends with Bill, who has the majority ownership. And it was such a great opportunity. I didn't even take any time to consider whether it made sense or not. I came home one day and told my wife, you know, we're going to be part owners of the Vegas Golden Knights. And she said, what? I said, yeah, you know what? We're going to be part owners of the Vegas Golden Knights. So,
Dale, there are a lot of skeptics about hockey in Vegas and whether it would work. I'm not afraid to admit I was one of them. Why did you believe it would work?
My biggest reason why I thought it would work is everybody enjoys going to Vegas. It doesn't take much of an excuse. So I saw this as 30 teams. So fans from 30 teams would be, hey, why don't we go watch our team? You know, they're in Vegas. So all of a sudden you combine that with, you know, one of your trips that you're going to make anyways. Now, whether you're from Chicago or Detroit or Winnipeg, it doesn't make a difference where. It's just such an easy trip to make.
You are also, you have part ownership of T-Mobile Arena as well, do you not?
Correct.
Why did you think that would work in a facility that has so many massive hotels and so many other places to have concerts, that something new on the Strip would be an automatic success?
You know, real estate's quite often a good investment in the safe part. Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, so we just know there's going to be events being through all the time. So outside of our 41 home games, there were going to be events, concerts, UFC fights, you name it, coming through. So that, to me, on the front end, was the safe investment. And the hockey team was going to be, you know, the fun part just to be involved with.
What have they done differently, Dale, that makes it so special in Vegas? So many people here have gone to watch the Canucks. If memory serves, I thought the number of people from Edmonton when the Oilers were there was like 4,000 or 5,000. You've been around the game for a while. I'm sure you've been to many sporting events. How has it become so unique and such a party in Vegas when the Golden Knights take to the ice? Or is that luck?
No, I mean, the on ice, you know, no one was expecting that. And, you know, there's people who are much smarter than I am who understand the game and, you know, predicted where we may be in the standings. I think, you know, number one, the team has gelled so well and the on ice product is much better than we could have expected. There was going to be a novelty component with people wanting to go watch the team. The entertainment value was always geared to be very, very high from the get-go with the possibilities of, you know, our record not being what it was. But, you know, high energy as a fan. You're almost as exhausted as the guys on the ice because every stoppage, there's something that's keeping you engaged in the game. And it's second to none through my eyes from an NHL hockey experience.
He is Dale Wishewan, the CEO of Booster Juice, but also the minority owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, joining us on Point, Perry Selkowski and Randeep Janda.
Dale, how does a 19-team ownership group work? Who's making the decisions, and how do you guys kind of all get together and make sure that this organization and franchise, all the decisions flow?
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep it very much in perspective. I mean, I'm very much in the background, and we've all treated it that way. When you have that many owners involved, it would be hard from a decision-making perspective. So, you know, I attend the owners' meetings. It's not a big vote around a boardroom table. Bill, who's, again, is a majority owner who spearheaded bringing us to Vegas and had all the discussions with Gary Bettman, he's very much at the forefront. And, you know, guys, I couldn't be happier. Seeing what's come about in year one, I mean, I'm best if I stay as far away as possible from any decisions being made.
We have a mutual friend, and we're from the same area. The difference is you come home and tell your wife you're owning an NHL team. I come home, my wife, and debate whether I can buy a pair of pants. What was it like when your wife went to Vegas and saw for the first time? Has she been? And has this been a lot of fun for your family and friends?
Do you know what? Well, here's the crazy thing. My wife doesn't enjoy hockey.
Neither does mine.
hasn't gone down to a single game.
You're kidding me.
Two weeks ago, I told the three kids we're all going down to Vegas, and they were, no, we don't want to go down to Vegas. I go, okay, well, Dad's going down to Vegas to watch another game. So the kids and my wife haven't been down for a single one.
Dale, how old are you? Give me the age range of your kids.
17, 16, and 13.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
And they've not want to go, hey, Dad, what do we have going on there? So yeah, what are they interested in? Are they interested in sports?
Yeah, but not to the point. They don't try faking their interest. So they don't have a genuine interest in hockey, and it's hard for them to fake that they do.
Do you make them pay when you take them to Booster Juice then? Because I would get mean on them.
Hey, I pay when I go there.
There we go. Smart move. Yeah.
Well, pretty much, this is a Booster Juice studio. It's a Sportsnet 650 Booster Juice, little pomegranate punch, little banana way hanging around there. How did you get involved in that? I mean, it's one of those things when I go there, I go, why didn't I think of this?
Yeah, you guys noted my baseball background. It's a far stretch. I'm a mechanical engineer by profession. Just have always been into health and wellness, and saw a niche market. I'd made protein drinks for years, and then saw that, you know what, that this could work. In my wildest dreams, I didn't think I was going to open 50 stores in the first 2 years, which is a Canadian franchise record. But I think that my ignorance of not knowing whether I was supposed to open 5 stores or 100 stores in the first 2 years served me well. And I just feel fortunate. We're coming on 400 stores in year 19, and the brand awareness is as high as ever. And I just feel very fortunate.
Well, congratulations on that business success and the Vegas Golden Knights. Do you have any plans for the Western Conference Final? Or are you heading down to Vegas to catch any of the games?
So I'll for sure take in game one once we figure out whether it's Nashville or Winnipeg.
Who do you want?
And I'll
do you have Booster Juice stores in the States?
We have just a couple. Nowhere near Vegas, but
will they be coming in there? I'm thinking if you. I was at the Winnipeg for the Canada Games in August, so you guys pretty much. I was at your store every day. So is it better for you to have Booster Juice Winnipeg coming in?
No, it's a tough one.
I'm always thinking marketing for you, Dale.
Either one would be good. I'm torn. It'd be nice to see a Canadian team, in the Final Four. I'll stick with that.
Okay, so. Will you put the hammer down as a husband and father if the Golden Knights get to the Stanley Cup Final and insist your family has to go to a game?
I agree. The hammer will come down. So that, yeah, at that point that they have to come. But with that being said, they might be the, you know, they could jinx kind of what's happening. So
that would be classic. And then 10 years down the road, Dad, why didn't we go? Because you didn't want to come in the regular season. I didn't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dale, I know you're very busy, and we really do appreciate you reaching out. I think it's a great story. I don't think a lot of people realize. They know what Booster Juice is all about. It's sensational, but it's a wonderful story that you've had in the business world, and it's been a wonderful sports story that we've witnessed here, obviously, at the Golden Knights, and continued success in both avenues.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys, and thanks for the interview.
Sportsnet 650.